So, for problem prevention, we've got two amazing winners with 19 votes who've got pop-up offices. Social workers should be present and visible within the communities they serve. That's amazing. I never thought that would have a snowball's chance in hell. That's brilliant. That's very interesting. That one way, not much, clearly. Secondly, you wanted me to do this, Anna. Secondly, is a truly preventative approach. Research into brain development and the effects of abuse and neglect. Again, I thought that was true, so well done, the owners of that idea, those ideas. Fantastic. I think a round of applause for problem prevention. Okay, we come around the other side of the cube of magic to... And one of these I thought would get in, and the other one I thought wouldn't. A bit closer. I'm banking with 38 votes. Fantastic. And we've got integrating the early years workforce, recognised skills of early years workers, with 30 votes. I think you came up with a snappier title, didn't you?
But we
didn't
know.
Childhood practitioners merging minds. Lovely. So we go around to person-centred services. This is a pretty evenly fought battle, and there are some great ideas which didn't quite make it here today. I'll talk about that in a second. So we've got in with 16 votes is Dementia Diary. A short visual. And with 15 votes, we've got Communicate Using Skype. Very interesting. So both pretty crisply expressed and nicely presented, I happen to know. And I've done this one yet, have I? Demonstrate the difference. Oh, this really was close. However, the overwhelming winner was social pedagogy. To capture the joy of what we do. Well done. And then we've got Industry Charter Mark, which again I thought would be fraught with interesting challenges, but it's won through. And fantastic. And we'll be very interested to see how that develops tomorrow. So, round of applause for Industry Charter Mark.